We go back for some more news items now. There are various stories in the paper telling us of the wonderful efforts made to benefit charities. But first of all, it seems it's festival time, as we are given a preview of three events. The full programme for the Lord Mayor's weekend has been announced, but there is one notable omission. From July the 7th to the 9th, the city's traditional summer spectacular will fill the streets with music, performances and activities, as well as one of the oldest mayoral processions in the country. On Friday, July the 7th, there will be a free workshop in Chapperfield Gardens where families can make their own musical instruments. On Saturday, the procession will pass through the city with the theme of the sights of the city. Taste of the City in Chapperfield Gardens will be offering a range of Norwich's finest food trucks. The Great Norwich Duck Race will see hundreds of decorated ducks racing down the River Wensum from 2 p.m. on Sunday. The always popular pirate ship will not be returning to the parade, though.
A festival hopes to get people dancing for a good cause when it comes to a city park this summer. The event will take place at Eaton Park's Bandstand later this month, showcasing local bands, street food, and the chance to get involved with crafts, archery, and more. It's being organised by homelessness charity St Martin's Trust in order to raise some much-needed funds to support its work. St Martin's CEO, Dr Jane Sheldon, said, "St Martin's is always well supported by local people, particularly at Christmas. However, homelessness happens all year round, and sleeping rough is always a personal disaster. Funds raised at St Martin's Fest will go towards providing more accommodation to help people off the streets and give them the support they need to live independently. The family-friendly event will kick off at 2:30 p.m. on June the 24th, with five acts set to play, bringing revellers feel-good covers and original tracks until about 7 p.m. Foodies can enjoy dishes from the likes of Fat Ted's and Feast, with drinks being served by Wide Dog Bar.
A popular festival is returning to celebrate a city community's century of history. Depleted funds due to the pandemic meant the Mile Cross Festival didn't go ahead in 2022, but it's back on June the 24th at Slowbottom Park to showcase all the positives of the area. Most importantly, it's a chance for the community to come together and celebrate all the positive things that happen here, to spend time with friends and family, appreciate the local green space. The event has proven to be very popular in the past, attracting hundreds, if not thousands, of people. Theatre group The Common Lot is touring its new show, The Great Estate. 100 years of Mile Cross across the city between June the 29th and July the 9th, including the forum.
A number of volunteers sacrifice Friday and Saturday evenings to work on Norwich's SOS bus. The service, which operates from the bottom of Prince of Wales Road between 9:30 p.m. and 3:30 a.m., provides vital nightlife assistance to anyone in Norwich whose well-being is at risk. But now the future of the bus is under threat due to NHS funding cuts. Last year, the SOS bus, which is run almost entirely by volunteers, helped 2,623 people. Some 205 of those attended with injuries and 33 needed help with their mental health. It's estimated that 160 ambulance call-outs were prevented, saving the NHS more than £123,000, and 107 A&E visits were avoided, saving more than £34,000. "If we weren't here, people would be piling up outside A&E," said Paul Dodson, a paramedic of 43 years.
Support local causes and be in with a chance of winning a cash prize as the Great Norwich Duck Race gears up to return. The annual event, part of the Lord Mayor's weekend, will take place along the River Wensum from the Lady Julian Bridge at Riverside on Sunday, July the 9th at 2 p.m. It is organised by volunteers from the First Norwich Sea Scouts Group, and as well as raising money for local projects, there will also be a donation to charities, East Anglia Children's Hospices. The ducks, quickest crossing the finishing line, will win cash prizes, which will be £500 for first place, £250 for second, £125 for third, £75 for fourth, and £50 for fifth. There will also be a range of prizes donated by local businesses to random duck numbers selected. Jane Stafford, one of the organisers, said, "There is an incredible atmosphere and people of so many ages come down and have a really fun day."
Now we come to our first feature. As we often do, we take today's features from the nostalgia column of the paper created by Derek James. In this first feature, he writes of memories of TV weather forecasters. His article is read by Lynette Edwards.